Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Easy Environmental Solutions takes step forward in fight against hunger issues across Africa as it receives initial down payment for its solution. Easy Environmental Solutions, Inc. has received a deposit from an African client to deploy its EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system in Africa, marking a significant step in the fight against hunger on the continent. This deposit, the first of two ordered, amounts to $1.7 million and will generate annual recurring revenue of about $19 million per unit sold at full capacity. The EasyFen system converts local waste into TerraPlenish, an organic microbial fertilizer addressing soil productivity issues. With the potential to fertilize over 1 million acres of farmland, one EasyFen unit can feed over 16 million people, offering a sustainable solution to food insecurity in Africa. The system's ability to reduce costs by two-thirds, require 20% less water, and improve soil health naturally makes it a promising tool in combating hunger and promoting self-sufficiency in African communities.
Golden caribou confirms new discovery of the KM Uno zone, a parallel zone at the Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property and project update. Golden Caribou Resources Limited confirms the discovery of the KM Uno zone, a parallel mineralized structure at the Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property. This new zone is located approximately 2 kilometers southeast of the 2024 Halo Zone discovery, with the sunset trend positioned 1.4 kilometers to the west. The configuration of parallel structures aligns with historical soil anomalies and geochemical indicators, suggesting a cohesive gold system. Initial results from the KM Uno zone show up to 1.1 grams per ton of gold and 8.0 grams per ton of silver. The Halo Zone, with 390-meter drilled strike length open for expansion, continues to demonstrate near-surface gold mineralization. The sunset trend also shows promising signs of mineralization. Golden Caribou President Frank Callaghan expressed excitement about the potential for multiple mineralized zones across the property. Renaissance Bioscience receives Government of Canada funding to target destructive canola flea beetle crop pests. Renaissance Bioscience Corp has secured funding from the Government of Canada to develop an RNA interference biocontrol technology to protect canola crops from destructive flea beetles. The $1.65 million project, titled Eco-Friendly Precision, Innovation RNAi Encapsidation for Flea Beetle Control, will receive $830,000 over 3 years. Canola is a vital global crop, with Canada being a leading producer. The innovative RNAi technology targets specific genes in pests, providing a sustainable alternative to chemical pesticides. Once approved, this Canadian-made solution will benefit farmers worldwide, supporting eco-friendly agriculture and economic growth. Renaissance Bioscience Corp, based in Vancouver, is a leading yeast bioengineering company focused on developing functional microorganisms for various industries.
DCS Rescue sheds light on the specialized world of technical rescue. DCS Rescue, a leader in specialized emergency response, sheds light on the world of technical rescue in their latest article titled, What Does It Take to Be on a Technical Rescue Team? Technical rescue teams tackle emergencies beyond standard response capabilities, requiring physical endurance, technical skill, and mental fortitude. From vehicle entrapments to high-angle rope rescues, these professionals rely on methodical planning and teamwork to ensure safety. The article explores various types of technical rescue, such as swift water and confined space operations, and highlights the personal and professional attributes needed for this career. To learn more about the dedication and expertise behind these life-saving missions, visit the DCS Rescue website.
Only 1 in 7 online health images show proper technique to accurately measure blood pressure. Research published in Hypertension, an American Heart Association journal, reveals that only 1 in 7 online stock images accurately depict the proper technique for measuring blood pressure. The study found that images of blood pressure monitoring at home were 3 times more accurate than those in clinical settings. Lead author Alta Schutt, PhD, emphasizes the importance of accurate visuals, as incorrect techniques can lead to inaccurate readings and potential health consequences. The analysis, based on the 2023 International Consensus on Standardized Clinic Blood Pressure Measurement, highlights the need for proper education on blood pressure measurement. Chair of the American Heart Association's High Blood Pressure Guideline Committee, Daniel Jones, stresses the importance of using accurate images to demonstrate the correct technique for measuring blood pressure. For more information, visit heart.org.
GeoVax to present multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine clinical data at September International Scientific Conferences. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will present data on the GEO-CM04S1 COVID-19 vaccine at 2 scientific conferences in September. The vaccine has shown promise in immunocompromised patients with hematologic malignancies, inducing cross-variant antibody and cellular immune responses. Chief Medical Officer Kelly T. McKee Jr. will present at the 6th ESCMID Conference on Vaccines in Lisbon, Portugal on September 12th. Additionally, Professor Alexei Danilov will present at the International Workshop on Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia in Krakow, Poland on September 15th. The GEO-CM04S1 vaccine is currently in phase 2 clinical trials as a primary vaccine for immunocompromised patients and as a booster vaccine in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.